Hey, everybody out there, hold on to your goggles. It is time for the epic engagement adventure. I am always, as your host, RJ Redden, bringing the most talented and brilliant to your disposal. Today, I'm talking to my friend Frank, and we're going to talk about, so many things. But Frank, can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do and just give us the background?
Yeah. You know, I'll give you my origin story since this is kind of a superhero thing, right? Theme you are. We all have origin stories. I live in Columbus, Ohio. I came here almost 40 years ago to go to law school. I have a law degree. I have an MBA. I started my career in public accounting. I was a tax consultant, which is a great job. It was great pay. It was great everything. I just didn't want to do taxes for the rest of my life. I didn't want to mess with the IRS. And most people, you know, unless there's an accountant out there, you know, people get it. And so I left and went into the private practice of law, figuring out that would be my next step. And I tell people a funny thing happened to me when I went into the private practice of law. And the funny thing was that nothing happened. I had no idea how to get clients. And that's it. Most everybody can relate to that. That's probably part of everybody's origin story, if you will. It's especially complicated for an attorney because we can make jokes about attorneys. I do make jokes about attorneys, but attorneys are not supposed to be advertising or calling people. Now, there are some exceptions for personal injury and certain things that need to be done. But by and large, attorneys don't advertise. They don't cold call. So what are you supposed to do? This is the mid 90s. I have no idea what I should be doing. Somebody said, why don't you go to a tips club or a leads group? I really had no idea what they were talking about, but I went to there was an organization out of Pittsburgh that was creating groups here in town that met every week. People learned about each other and they exchanged referrals. And I went to go visit and it made total sense to me. I can lift my whole world up by just helping other people and trusting that they will do the same for me. So I really got involved in that, really had a knack for it. It's so easy for me to, you know, RJ, she's great. It's so easy for me to promote other people. But as soon as you self-promote, you know, it's like kryptonite, right? It just kind of takes you down. I'm trying to weave as much of, you get it, right?
Yeah.
I really got involved in it, really. And so long story short, I ended up buying that business back in the early 2000s and stopped practicing law. And so my life now is helping entrepreneurs, helping professionals, helping people where referrals aren't happening in their world, or networking isn't working for them, or they might be in a leads group that's not really working for them. We do create groups out there. We create lots of groups, but that's what I do. I've got a podcast talking about relationships, written a number of books, do a lot of this, you know, sharing what I know. That's networking.
Oh, yeah. Well, and what, you know, I know my audience is interested in this because my people are heart-centered people. We are the people who secretly wish that we did not have to do marketing at all because maybe just word will get around.
Yeah.
And so, you know, there's not a lot of quote unquote marketing tools for people like us. There's not a whole lot out there. Everybody else is yelling, you know, everybody else is screaming from a stage and sitting on a beach with a laptop. Why would you ever do that anyway? I mean, you know, there's a lot of marketing that's kind of out there and in your face. And I made $1 billion in a weekend. That's not us. Networking is us.
Yeah.
So on behalf of the audience, I will ask you this. What is the most common misconception people have about networking?
Yeah, well, let me just step back. The person who says they've, you know, people tell you they made seven figures, they're full of it. But anyhow, I digress. So we can have a whole podcast on, you know, on liars and losers. But at any rate, the biggest misconception about networking, is that it's really about, you know, people confuse it with marketing or pitching. And that's not it. Networking, by my definition, by most people who are really good at it, It's about getting out there and helping other people, referring other people, talking other people up, and then trusting those people will do something in return. And that's really how I look at networking. And, you know, I don't spend every waking moment trying to help other people, but I invest in other people. It doesn't always work out. It's not a perfect thing. It's not 1 + 1 = 2, 1,000% of the time, but it works out enough of the time that it's worth investing in. It's worth, helping other people, because people will reciprocate. And a lot of times they're not necessarily reciprocating with the business that you want. It might be, before we hit record, we were talking about AI. Hey, here's an angle to really make AI work for you. Well, that could be a game changer for you. It's not business, but that bit of information is almost better than business if it can help you, help you function better as a coach or a consultant or whatever you do. So I think that's the biggest misconception. People, it's kind of the sleazy aluminum siding salesperson, that's how I look at it.
That's how cautionary tales are born. And going back to that, it's kind of like, well, some people teach networking in that way, they look at it more like a numbers game. Give out this many business cards and you will get this much business back. And the whole pitch first mentality, those who talk louder rule the conversation type of a thing.
Yeah.
So, probably plenty of my people out there have been burned by bad marketing, bad networking advice. What would you say to somebody who's maybe tried networking to the best of their ability, but just maybe had the wrong advice? It's not working with them. What do you say to those folks?
Well, I have had I've had bad networking experiences, right? I've had bad dating experiences, right? I've had bad pizza experience. I love pizza, by the way. I've had bad movie experience. But I don't stop. I'm married now, but I didn't stop dating. I didn't stop eating pizza. I didn't stop going to the movies. I don't stop networking. There are people out there. There are great people out there. And in fact, I had this exchange with somebody on LinkedIn, and they were like, yeah, I'm just kind of rolling his eyes, in his words, he's rolling his eyes. And I just told him, I said, there are good people out there and you have to keep trying to find them. He's like, well, how? And my advice is become the person you want to network with. Stop looking for the hero out there. You need to be the hero. You need to be that knight in shining armor, because then you'll attract those people to you. Yes, you might get burned in the short run. There are people out there, but eventually like attracts like. And, if somebody's having bad experiences, maybe they need to take a quick look inside and say, okay, what else can I be doing to move myself along, to be a better person, to be somebody that other people is like, wow, I really want to know this person. That's how to approach it.
Absolutely. And that it's not that networking doesn't work. It's that they've been trained to do it in a way that sets their expectations weirdly. Mm-hmm. I've had people tell me before, you walk into a room full of people, you need to sell 20% of them by the time the weekend's done, or whatever.
Yeah.
And for a while, putting that pressure on myself and expecting that kind of a turnaround in a very short period of time, it wasn't great. But I blamed myself. And I know a lot of folks, when it comes to networking, they have they have expectations that don't have any burden, or sorry, burden, any reference to reality,
yeah.
Because somebody out there is, basically saying, hit people over the head. And if you hit that many, you know, if you hit 10 over the head, two will come back to your cave with you, basically, is the, you know, that thing.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, you know, I know you meet a lot of people. I mean, that's your business. Right. And you know, if I were a person who just had a terrible time, if I were a person who, you know, was taught these things, you know, what is networking at its heart for you? If you could explain networking in less than 5 words or less than 10, we'll be nice. I don't want to, I don't want to never have to get to have you again because I only gave you 5 words. I'll give you 10.
Well, I think it's helping other people and trusting that they'll do the same for you. That's really what it is. If I could, let me tell a quick story.
Do it.
Famous anthropologist out there, Margaret Mead, and she's very famous. She was teaching a class, and one of the students asked, what was the first sign of human civilization? And she gathered herself, and people were thinking, okay, it's clay pots, it's weapons, it's fire, this has got to be this, the wheel, whatever. And she said, a healed femur. A femur is the bone that connects the knee to the hip. And without modern medical care, it takes about 6 to 8 weeks for that to heal. And she's, you know, all animals have a femur. All mammals have a femur. And she said, in the animal world, when an animal breaks its femur, it's a death sentence. It can't move. It can't hunt. It can't protect itself. It can't forage. It's dead. It's a long, painful death, you know, or maybe a horrible short death, depending upon what's around. But when we came across the remains of humans who had a healed femur, we knew that humans had the propensity to care for one another, to stay behind, to put themselves at risk. And this is all dating back to when we were very, very nomadic, and we were, and movement was, you know, a big part of our existence, and that people actually stayed behind. And that when people stayed behind, two things happened. One, they had stronger numbers, right? Because you heal this person and they're going to be better, and they're going to, you know, you're better to have 4 people than 3, right? So we're going to be back at full strength. But the other thing that happened when you stop and you wait for people and help people is you build into them the notion of reciprocity. So when you break your femur or whatever it is, they're going to do the same for you. And so what happened back then, and I'm, you know, I'm speculating on all this, and I don't think I'm too far off. Nobody knows for sure. But imagine there's 4 people, and there's one group of people where 3 move on. Sorry about your luck, Charlie. We're moving on. You know what? They're not as strong. They're eventually going to be 2 people, whereas the group of 4 is more likely to continue to be 4. And in time, the gene pools of the people who cared about one another just move forward. And I am fond of saying, I don't care about your race. I don't care about your color. I don't care about your religion. I don't care about sexual orientation. I don't care about your politics. You have that DNA in you. You have this DNA to care for people. And that's really what networking is. When I say just care for other people, and they'll, you know, nobody rejects Superman. Nobody ever rejects. Yeah, maybe in the comics here or there, but really people, you know, they want that hero in their life. You know, and so if you're that hero out there, people are going to want you to be part of their life, whether it's Superman or Wonder Woman or, you know, across DC and Marvel Comics. But you get my point, right? Is that if you're that hero, and that's what, you know, you be a hero to people and they'll be a hero in return.
It's true. It's true. And, you know, I mean, it's often been people picking me up off the ground, you know, at certain times in my business, at certain times in my life, people who care to stop and care about someone else. When I'm looking at the massive amounts of people that I could do business with, who am I going to choose?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, and that's, I think, you know, and here's the tough thing about your business for sure, is that there is no silver bullet quick fix that's going to get 100 people bonded to you by the end of the day. This is a process. This is a relationship build. This is not, let's you and I get married, second date U-Haul comes along, we'll finish this by dinner. I mean, this is not, it is not easy. It can be easy depending on how much of a giver you are. I'm a giver, you're a giver. Yeah. I mean, super easy, but it does take time and it does take investment. And, you know, and like, it's not something you can point at on a spreadsheet and say, I got 3.6 ROI on that CTA. You know, those things are valuable, but what I consider more valuable is connection, everyday connection.
Yeah, no, it is not easy. It's not built overnight. And that's the bad news. And the good news is it doesn't fall apart overnight either. Right? You know, I have relationships and I've stubbed my toes in those relationships. And people are like, you know what? 90% of the time he's okay. So we just, you know, that's any relationship. You know, my wife and I, we don't get along at times, right? I mean, we just, you know, I think it should be this color. She thinks it should be there or whatever. We're having pizza tonight. No, we're having this. Okay, I get it. You know, we have these things. That's the whole notion of relationships, is that it's not just always positive, but you build solid foundations on those relationships.
You do. And, you know, I mean, I always talk about this, when 2020 happened, I mean, I was making lots of my money getting on stages and, you know, going to conferences and doing things. And it was great. And then it was dead in a matter of days for who knows how long. Turns out a lot longer than most of us thought. And my business would never have survived if it weren't for the deep connective relationships that I have. And it wasn't that those people turned around and went, we'll donate a few thousand dollars to RJ's business right now. It was, hey, feeling vulnerable, I don't know what to do, reaching out to you because you have more experience.
Yeah.
And that made all the difference for me in what you were talking about. You know, these relationships don't disappear when the wind blows.
Right.
We were talking earlier a little bit about, you know, the people who, you know, say that they made a million, you know, in 3 days or, you know, all of the things. We're talking about that. And it's just like, but those relationships can be so transient, you know? I've known a lot of people and worked with, I would say, a lot of people that it's like, yeah, you made this much, but I also know you spent this much.
Yeah. That's what people tell me. I made 7 figures last year. I'm like, one, do you count the decimal places? And two, why are you telling me? Why does it matter? why does it even matter? You know?
Connectivity is where it's at. Caring to stop and care about another is absolutely where it's at. These are not the things that most people are putting across the banner of their website. It's not sexy. It's not fast. But this is the kind of your networking and the way that you do it is the kind that works in the long run.
It does. Yeah. And I haven't cornered the market on it, right? There's a lot of great people who do what I do, or do what you do, or, you know, there's a lot of good people out there, great relationship people. And it's not an overnight thing. I tell people networking works. It may not work on your timetable. I have lots of stories of things I have done 15 years ago that all of a sudden come to fruition, right? It doesn't work necessarily where you want it to work. You know, you go to the networking event, you're all dressed up. Hey, this is great. I'm here. And nothing happens. But, you know, then you're out talking to your neighbor, taking the trash out together and strike up a conversation that leads to something. You know, you didn't expect it, but it did. And it doesn't always happen the way we want it to happen. You know, you go to those events and you want to get some business and you stumble upon that great, inexpensive vacation. It worked. Maybe it didn't work exactly how you want it to work, but it worked.
Well, and that's the thing. The networking is like growing bamboo. Do you know how bamboo grows?
Somewhat. It's very, very slow in the beginning. I know that. Yeah,
you water it for 6 weeks and nothing.
Yeah.
And then you wake up one morning and boom, it's like 6 feet tall. I mean, literally overnight. I mean, that, and the thing about networking that is so hard for people is no matter what result you got yesterday, be consistent with your actions today.
Yeah.
Today's the day that matters.
Yeah.
Because marketing works if done consistently, or, you know, that networking stuff that works, it works real well when you're doing it, building relationships consistently. I love your message, man.
Thank you. Well, thank you.
Well, so the question that I always ask in this podcast, how do you engage your audience, my friend?
I guess, can you be more specific with that?
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, when you connect with people, say it, a networking deal. Okay, when you connect with people, how do you, you know, you meet somebody, you decide, you know, this is really worth going further. And how do you keep that relationship going? How do you follow up, or, you know, what do you do after?
Yeah. I mean, you know, when I have a conversation with people and I get a lot of introductions, my mind is always churning with this simple thought: how can I help this person? Mm-hmm. Who do they need to meet? Who could they help in my network? You know, which helps them. Who could help them from my network? You know, what are the connections that need to be made? You know, are there podcasts that they need to be on that people I know? And, you know, just how can I help them? And, you know, and then certainly, you know, go follow through on those things. Hey, here are some things, you know, boom, 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 boom. Does this help you? What do you think? And you know, as far as staying connected to them, you know, I'm 100% responsible for 50% of that equation. Right. I know that sounds kind of funny, but you stop and think about it. And so, you know, I'll send people notes, just, hey, how's it going? You know, or follow up. Hey, did you met that person? What happened with that? Kind of want to know. And if I don't hear back, I mean, not everybody's going to be game to being engaged. Right. I talked to Frank. I think I got everything I needed, or I didn't get what I wanted, and they kind of move on. But, you know, I try to circle back. I do things, or I'm involved with things out there. So I'm running into people consistently in other Zoom rooms or Zoom events. And so there's connections there. Some people I have a friend over in Thailand. Twice a year, we'll talk, you know, right around the holidays. And we just had a conversation 2-3 weeks ago, just, hey, what's up? What are you doing? You know? Kind of encouraging one another on, you should talk to this person, introduce you to this person. You know, so those are, you know, those are the sorts of things. You know, not everybody's going to work out. It just doesn't work that way. And thankfully, because if it did, your life would be full in a hurry. I mean, it's supposed to be hard, right? This whole business, this coaching, the consulting, just being an entrepreneur, if it were easy, everybody would do it. Everybody would quit their job and they would do it. It's supposed to be hard. And I have to remind myself of that. So not everything's going to work out. You know, it's, you meet, you know, my wife has a corporate job. I say, you don't understand disappointment. You know, I don't mean that in a mean way, but, you know, he have a bad day, you still get a paycheck. You know, you have a bad day, you probably don't get paid, right? And that's true of a lot of people, you know, and that's what makes it hard. So kind of a long-winded answer.
Oh, well, that's why we made podcasts, right. Long-winded answers. Well, and finally, just one more question. Well, a couple more, but where can people get a hold of you so that they can learn more of your genius?
Well, I appreciate that. You know, a great way, I'm on LinkedIn, Frank Agin, A-G-I-N. I think I'm the only Frank Agin on there. I have to laugh because, you know, I have friends in India who have very interesting names, and I'll do a search and there's 60 of them. But at any rate, Frank Agin, you find me on LinkedIn. FrankAgin.com is really kind of a central hub. My email's on there. It shows the books I've written. It shows things I'm involved in or things that, you know, I support, networking sorts of things, information, link you to information on my organization. I tend to meet people where they want to be met. Some people love to communicate on Facebook, you know, Messenger. I'm not a fan of it, but if that's where they'd like to be, they like to be. You know, some people it's email, some people just, they love LinkedIn. So I'll just meet people where they want to be.
Yeah. Well, that's the easiest way, right? Meet them, communicate with them wherever they want.
Yep.
Beautiful. Well, I just want to thank you for coming by, talking about networking. You know what? Nice people who care about each other do win, don't they, Frank?
They do. They do. It may not feel like it at times, but in the long run, they do. I appreciate you for the opportunity. Thank you.
You betcha. We'll have you back here on the Epic Engagement Adventure. Fans, coaches out there, don't hesitate. If Frank has said something that you resonate with, you know what to do. Get on the website, get on his LinkedIn, and start a conversation. This is a human who cares about the other humans in his life. And as you know, I always highly recommend those. And that's it for this week. We'll be back next week, same bot time, same bot channel. Until then, take care of yourself and take care of the others around you. See you in a bot.